Our Lord says that in the Old Testament, the Israelites were told by Moses that they should love their neighbor, their kinsmen, their own people, but they were allowed to hate their enemy because of their weaknesses. But now, with the coming of Jesus and our redemption and the grace that's available to us, in the example of Jesus, we're held to a higher standard. We have to love even our enemies and pray for those who persecute us and do harm to us, because that's what our Heavenly Father does for all of us. And so that requires of us to think about who is our enemy. All those who we find difficult to live with, all those who have done any harm to us or we think would have done harm to us, we have to think about them and then practice and exercise that charity to them, especially in our mind and our prayers. We have to really think about who our enemies are and think about those in our closer group of people we associate with and those who we have to deal with, but also those further away. We can think of those who are in political situations or those people we know we might have antagonistic feelings towards. And then to strive to love them, which means to think well of them, to think well, to wish good to them, to pray for them, and to think about ways where we can do good to them in whatever is prudent, and even do actual good deeds to them in person to them if we can, if it's the right thing to do. And these are practical ways of loving our enemy, because we have to make it practical. We can't be just theoretical. We have all heard this before, but we have to put it into practice and make it real. And this makes us children of our Heavenly Father. It's like the Beatitudes said, blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called children of God. We want to be of the heart of God, to be like God. There are certain things that Jesus has mentioned, the example of our Lord, that make us especially like God. One is to love our neighbor. Another is to sacrifice our life for our neighbor. There's no greater love than to offer your life for your neighbor, as Jesus actually did, to suffer for the salvation of souls. These things really touch the heart of God and make us like the heart of God. And we want to be like that. And this makes us like him. It makes us perfect. And the last line of this, so be perfect just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. So if we love our enemies, we will be as perfect as we can be as human beings, as close as we can be to our Heavenly Father. So let us ask Our Lady to help us to practice this very difficult virtue, but something that we are all called to do and commanded by our Lord, to love our enemies.
God is oculus, ad nos God.